I'm a racist bully.
Okay, all isolate right. that clip.
That's going to be... That's the sound.
Welcome back to I'm Sorry, Dad. That song is Criminal by Fiona Apple. 90s rock, baby. On this episode, we got Vincent Marcus tackling his racism. No, I'm just kidding. We're just joking around. In that opening clip, that's just us joking around. We do a lot of goofing on this one. It was a really fun episode. A lot of laughs, a lot of silliness. I probably hurt Vincent's feelings, but hey, worth it. Anything for a laugh, right? Fuck Friends. The TV show. Seinfeld is way better. By the way, I'm just joking, just riffing here, but Seinfeld, so much better than Friends. Come at me, bro. We missed last week's episode. That is my fault. And I don't feel too bad about it. Okay. I was moving. I am moving. Just super busy. Then all of a sudden, Sunday rolls around. I still haven't posted. Still hadn't had a chance to edit. And we've been doing every week for 3 years. We didn't have any ads, so no, like, obligations, no, like, legal obligation to post. So I was like, you know what? Let's just take a week off. So that's what we did. You can blame me or blame Vincent. Tweet him. It's his fault. So, yeah, welcome back to the pod. Our first week off
in 3 years. Life started taking its toll on me. I needed to take a break.
All right, let's just get right into this episode. It's a really funny one, like I said. Very silly, goofy. Follow Vincent, at Vincent Marcus. Everywhere you follow influencers. And that's about it. Enjoy this episode with our good friend,
Vincent Marcus.
Are you recording?
Yeah, do it.
Oh, you are recording?
Yes, answer it.
All right, here we go. Hey, buddy.
Hey, dude.
Hey, how's it going? What's going on?
Nothing.
All right, cool. I'm in the middle of recording a podcast right now.
Oh, cool.
You see Ryan, Vincent.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, Luke. Brandon's trying to do a bit, and it's not working.
Well, there wasn't really a bit planned. Rye just said answer it, so I just decided to answer it.
Oh, Rye said answer it?
Yeah, he did.
I was just responding to Brandon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I called him earlier.
Well, don't worry about it, because Brandon is not holding the speaker to the mic, so.
Oh, good. Well,
let
you guys get back to
you.
See ya.
All right, bye, Luke.
That's an intro. See ya.
See ya.
See ya. One of my favorite singers. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. We're recording from Unfunny Network. If you're in LA and want to start your own podcast, hit up Unfunny Network on Instagram or text Nolan at...
Go ahead.
Give your number.
No, we shouldn't do that, should we?
No.
425.
No way, don't do it.
20.
I mean, you will get texts, but...
Let's do it.
Just like, hey,
205-7496.
Is that...
Yeah.
Wait. That didn't sound like enough numbers.
Who cares?
It was an odd cadence.
I've had that number since I was like 18. It's about time I should change it.
Wait, say it again.
425-205-7496.
Okay, wow. All right, you're going to get texts.
Yeah, cool, dude. Man. You're getting a lot of texts.
It's not
gonna, dude, I think I just got one.
It's not going to result in any work, though. It's going to be like, I love the podcast.
Oh, my God. Your dick is huge. I should put it on the screen.
All right, Yeah, if you're in the LA area and you want to start your own pod just like me and Brandy, hit up Nolan. Text Nolan.
Unfunnynetwork at Gmail instead of that. You can text me. I'm just not going to get back to you.
Oh wow. That's rude.
Pretty fucked up, dog.
Nice. We are joined by our guest. He was wearing pants that are way too tight. Vincent Marcus.
How's it going, everybody?
Oh, boy.
I have lovely pants on.
Those are skin tight.
Yeah.
And skin tone.
Yeah.
Really bad choice.
Well, like a red skin tone. They're not like, it's not like beige.
That was racist.
Only if you make it racist.
Yeah. Mm. No, red skinned. Not red skinned. Mm. That's a different kind of pant. Do they wear pants?
Oh, more racism. Mm.
Nolan, cut this.
It's live. So,
damn.
Where'd you get those pants?
I can't remember. H&M or something like that, I think.
Was Anna not with you, your girlfriend?
No, yeah, she was with me.
Fuck. Mm. Well, yeah. She failed you.
Yeah, no, she didn't. I get a lot of compliments on these, actually.
It's because people are like, they have to talk about them. They're like, well, I can't be rude. Wow, yeah. Your pants. Yeah. They're great.
Well, yeah, I really enjoy my pants. I do, you know.
Yeah, they're too tight.
Mm. Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody have more of a problem with someone's pants.
That's okay.
Good God.
I was just thinking on my way walking in. I'm wearing pants right now because I have a show afterwards, and I like wearing shorts on stage is a no-no. Mm. But you guys never wear shorts. What is your reasoning? I'm not criticizing. I just want to know. Is it skinny leg syndrome?
No, I have dudes have beefy that. Legs. I have beefy legs. I have some massive quads.
They used to be fat.
That, massive. You know,
that's so interesting because I've never thought about that before because I've just always worn pants.
Really?
Always. I mean, I wear shorts to the gym. I just don't wear them for fashion.
Oh, yeah. I've seen your legs.
Yeah.
You have good legs.
Thanks,
yeah,
man.
You have great legs.
Thanks, guys. Nolan, what do you think?
You can't see it.
Yeah, I'm going to roll them up real quick. Here you go.
I mean, solid. I like the hair.
Yeah.
It's not too hairy. You got a lot of muscle.
Cool.
You work out?
Yeah.
You lift?
Yeah, bro.
You bend?
Yeah.
Are you fast?
Mm-hmm.
Want to race?
Fastest there is.
I don't know, dude. I think I got red hairs on my legs. So
let me see.
Beat that.
Whoa.
Vincent wouldn't like that.
They can't see it.
All
right. Yeah.
Why would I not like that?
Because your red skin comment?
Oh.
Red hair?
Red. Oh. Dude, red. Whatever.
Dead
dude.
Redemption?
Whatever.
Flatter than 3-day-old soda.
Try out shorts, dude. I wear shorts because...
Because you want to show off your legs?
Because I'm a fucking loser.
Yeah.
And I wear shorts. So I was like, well, it's hot out, so I want some circulation on my legs.
It makes sense, though, because... That makes sense, because I always regret wearing pants to... I went to a pool party the other day, and it was 100 degrees, and I wore pants. And I didn't bring... I didn't even know it was a pool party. I just thought it was a party. And so I wore pants. But I had... Whatchamacallit? I don't think this is what it is, but swamp ass.
Oh yeah.
Where I was sitting down and it was itching. Ass was itching.
You don't think that's what it was?
Well, I don't know what swamp ass is, but that's the only thing I could describe it as.
It's just when your ass is sweaty.
Yeah. Okay.
And your balls and your ass is just like dripping wet.
Balls weren't sweaty, just ass.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unusual for the ass to be sweaty and not the balls.
All right, guys, it was both.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you
Sorry.
For your honesty.
You're welcome.
I actually get hot legs. My ex-girlfriend, Kristen, rest in peace. She's still alive. But it was a known thing in our relationship. It's like, oh, I'm getting hot legs. Like, we'd be lying in bed, and my legs would start burning up, and I'd wake up, and my legs sweating.
Ah,
I just get hot in my legs first.
What's that from?
That's disgusting.
I don't know.
Is that
Getting hot legs.
That sounds weird.
Oh, babe, getting hot legs.
That sounds like menopause.
She would say it.
Oh, she would say
She'd,
it.
She'd, like, wake me up. I'm like, right. You have hot legs.
You're like, thanks, baby.
You like, get away from me. You're too hot.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, it's weird. Just the way my body works, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways, that's been this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really all we got.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that.
So, Vinny, what's new besides those shoes? I like the shoes.
Thanks, dog. Just moved to LA, like, officially. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm always busy now and, like, doing all these things and not answering texts. It's dope.
Yeah.
Your voice changed.
It's your voice.
Yeah. Your voice changed ever since you moved out here.
Yeah, a little bit. Mm. I mean, like, it's just all about, like, finding, like, people that share your same vibe. You know what I mean? It's like, you know,
I'm gonna smack your lip again.
Yeah, who's like on the creative path as you are. You got to share that same like creative path with that, like just those individuals that you surround yourself with. You get me?
Nice.
Like,
so what's your end goal, influencer?
Oh, just like, I mean, just basically like click with people who like fuck with me. You know what I mean? Like they just like, they vibe with my shit. You know what I mean? That's the end game.
So how about like 10 years from now, what are you going to be doing?
I mean, just hopefully I'll hit 1 million on Instagram and then by then brand deals will come flowing in and it's just like, keep just all the way up from there.
You know? Forever? You're just gonna do Instagram forever?
Yeah, pretty much. That's it. Yeah. Mm. It's gonna stay alive forever, so man. It's all good.
It's a good investment.
Yeah.
It's a really good investment.
Speaking of brand deals, not only are you listening to one, right the fuck now. But this episode is brought to you by a podcast that's all about get-rich-quick schemes. It's from Earwolf Podcast Network, and it is called Get Rich Nick. Hosts Nick Turner and Nick Vetterot try everything under the sun to make money now, fast,
today,
including horse racing, lemonade stands, donating plasma, trivia nights, TaskRabbit, etc., etc. Some of them work, most of them don't. I've tried some get-rich-quick schemes back in my day. I mowed lawns, shaved pubes. I did lemonade stands as a kid. I actually combined lemonade with pube shaving, which was a little bit awkward as a kid, being like, lemonade for sale, and I'll shave your pubes. So, hey, whatever it takes to put that money in the bizank. Baby! Man, I'm annoying, but I love it. So check out Get Rich Nick on Earwolf. Plus, they interview fellow comedians and specialists like Henry Zabrowski from Last Podcast on the Left, Matt Kirshen from Probably Science, and J.C. Cacoli. I don't know how to pronounce that last name. J.C. Cacoli from Fashionably Late. Man, I'm going to get poor quick. What the fuck? It's late. I can't talk. All right. Talk to you later. But before I go, you guys got to subscribe to Get Rich Nick now in your podcast app. It is fucking hilarious. I'm already subscribed, and I personally recommend it. Once again, subscribe to Get Rich Nick now in your podcast app. Thank you very much. Back to the show. I heard one Vine was new and popping. He said to me, I was like, I'm going to do stand-up. That's what I want to do. And he was like, nah, just take the acting route. As if it was like, oh, just take this direction and it'll work out. He made it sound so easy.
Yeah.
And it's not easy, okay, guys? Trust me. I made it. I'm a movie star now.
Yeah, I know.
And it wasn't easy.
Yeah. You worked really hard for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything you've ever accomplished in your life, you've worked hard for.
And all I did was make Instagram videos.
Yeah.
I didn't have to do acting classes, didn't do any studying.
Yeah, like most entertainers nowadays don't. You get me? Like, you don't have to take acting classes to, like, grow and stuff. You get me? Like, it's all about social media.
Because honestly, when I'm watching social media, the thing I love the most,
Brandon's like, I don't want this character anymore. I'm gonna talk over this character.
No, I just like what I like the most is just when I see influencers just having fun. You know, just like I just like when people are just being wacky and having fun.
Yeah, genuine fun.
Yeah, just like fun. I just love seeing people when they're acting. Like, it's just that's so crazy. That's what I say a lot of the time. I go, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's wacko.
Like my life's a movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I'm going like, damn, I wish I had that. I wish I had that life.
Sure.
Because I can tell it's real. You know, it's real life. And I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
I wish. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Hey, Vincent. Vincent, real talk?
Yeah, dude. What's up?
Can we talk about a problem you have?
Sure.
I'm talking about how much your hands move when you do selfie videos. When you do selfie videos. Hey, what's up, guys? Here's my hand. It's the second character in this video. I'm imitating an influencer. My name's Vincent Marcus. I don't know who I am. Here's my hand.
Oh, hey.
What's up with that?
Can we talk about how you don't make videos? We could go down that route too, you know.
Sure. Yeah, if you want to hear my sobriety story.
Oh, no. All set. Thanks. All set. Very proud of you, by the way. Super proud of you.
I'm proud of you. Are you okay? I'm proud of you, dude.
I'm so proud of you. Your sobriety journey, I'm with you on that.
We both are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks for making it about you. I'm proud of you. I'm better than you. And I look down on you thinking, good job, buddy.
Do you think that people sometimes when they say that are actually, they're empathetic? Or
yes.
They're, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Sweet. Because I'd be like, I'm happy for you.
Just pat him on the back.
Yeah.
Good job, sport.
Man, you got like hard, bony hands.
He's got a nice arm development, though. Look at that.
See
arm
that development. Shit? Yeah,
he's got
bro.
The triceps and the biceps going.
Ooh. You got a broad wingspan. Wingspan. Is there a D at the end of it?
Did you put a D on it?
Wingspan?
Wingspan.
Wingspanded.
Wingspanded.
All right, guys, talk.
So, Vinny,
hey,
you came
up
to LA.
So wait, you didn't answer the hands.
Oh, I don't. It's subconscious. I don't even know I do it. But thanks for pointing it out, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You need to stop it.
Okay. Sure.
How long did it take you? How long did it take you to drive down here, Vinny?
30 minutes.
Probably not worth it right now, huh?
No, it's good. No. I like hanging out with my friends.
All right, cool. Just being berated by this fucker over here.
Yeah,
drive
he's like,
30
oh,
minutes
oh,
for it.
Love your pants. Oh, you move your hands when you're making videos. Yeah,
but
I'm sober.
Maybe it's karma because, Vinny, you also point out people's idiosyncrasies to the point where they can't not notice them.
You
and
do.
Things that people don't even know that they have, you point them out, you ruin their lives.
I don't ruin their lives.
They ruin their lives.
Luke is just fine, by the way.
You mean-spiritedly imitate people.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
You're a bully.
You're a bully.
Fine.
You're a racist bully.
Fine. Yeah. I'm a racist bully.
Okay. Isolate right. That clip.
That's going to be... That's the sound.
That's what I'll share on Instagram. Just that 2-second clip.
I'm a racist bully.
300,000 views.
Like when Jake Paul confronted, what's his name, Cody?
Cody.
Like,
yeah.
I was like, I don't like you. You're a cyberbully. You're a cyberbully, and I don't like cyberbullies.
Yeah. Oh, how was being on Logan Paul's podcast?
It was fun. I had never actually met Logan, which was scary and fun. I hardly, I didn't know him, which was scary, but it turned out well because when I got there, he was super nice, super accommodating. The dynamic is strange because you have Mike, who's on the podcast, this loud mouth kind of crazy guy, and then they have the Spencer, which is like the more like, all right, let's take this, let's think about this. There's like two sides, and then there's Logan, who's like the middle person. So it's actually pretty sweet. Did some homework, did some prank calls. It's pretty fun.
You did homework?
He did his homework. And on me and stuff, and like ask me questions and stuff, rather than coming here and having this like unorganized, you know, conversation and things like that. I get it; it's organic, it's fun, but he did his homework.
Mm.
So,
Rye doesn't know how to read, so he can't do his homework.
I was picturing just you guys doing a math sheet.
Oh yeah.
Doing a Mad Minute live on the podcast.
Oh, Mad Minute! I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Minute, like time, like multiplication tables, right?
Yeah.
Mad Minute. That sounds like Rye's sex life.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
Nice, man.
Bound it.
Yeah.
Cool. I didn't listen to it. How was the feedback that you got from it?
It was good.
You got any followers?
Yeah, I think so.
Any followers?
You get followers, dude?
Yeah. I mean, Logan was like, yo, let's get my bro to 600K, like on Instagram,
Nice.
And then I reached it. I don't know if that was from him or whatever, but I did get some followers. But I got a lot of people saying like, hey, don't like that you're working with him.
Yeah.
But I didn't care. I didn't care. It was, it's fine.
Mm.
So,
well, yeah. That sounds fun.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
it
sounds good, like a good time.
Yeah. Everyone thought that photo was Photoshopped. I posted a photo of Logan and me and they're like, oh yeah, it's Photoshopped. But a lot of people said, oh, is that really you? I got a lot of friends asking me, is that you?
That's
funny. Yeah.
Hmm.
It was so really me.
So funny. Cause I could have sworn that like, you told me you met him once, but I guess maybe it's just because everybody back then knew each other.
So one time we went to this restaurant with Cristiano and we all sat at this restaurant, huge, I don't know what it was, like Clarity. And he was there, but I never met him. Like that was the only time I'd actually saw him.
Mm.
So
makes sense.
How long did you guys record for?
An hour.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
And it's the number one podcast in the world.
The number one podcast in the world.
I like what Logan's doing with his self-branding. He's being the heel in wrestling. He's taking that approach, it seems. Like, I'm the number one podcaster in the world.
Yeah.
He's the villain, the heel.
Yeah. Sure.
And I think it's funny. And I saw an interview with him on some new show, and it was bizarre.
Oh, yeah.
And it was funny.
Yeah, he that was planned.
I thought, yeah.
He planned on going crazy like that.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could tell. I thought it was, he had, like, good timing. And I was like, this is funny. He's not an unfunny person.
No.
I just don't know him that well.
Yeah, he's cool.
And I met him when he was 19. How old is he now? 20?
I don't know. Don't know.
Well, you're 46, so that must mean he's 22.
That makes me want to drink.
Mm. That's my job on the podcast, is to try to motivate Rye to drink again.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm just kidding.
76 days sober, guys. You proud of me?
Whoa. Thought we weren't going to talk about this.
Well, I've noticed...
So how many coins do you have? How does that work? Do you unlock?
I collected up to 30. I have over 30, but after 30 my 30-day milestone, I...
Oh, no, like how many individual coins? Like,
how many?
So is it 30 and then...
Over 30.
Oh, there's over 30 coins.
Is that enough to pay for a six-pack?
It's not. Yeah, imagine if it was actual.
Yeah, it's some money
quarters.
You're going to the thing to get the fucking quarters so you can. Yeah, it's good when I elongate jokes and just explain them. When I go, you do this.
Nice.
Yeah,
I was lost.
The milestones are 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 6 months, and then 1 year, and then you go by year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well,
and I'm getting back to my old self, to who I was before I went crazy.
Do I know that, Rye?
Yeah,
I do.
Can you open both of your eyes?
Have you always been? So when were you not Rye?
The past 3 or so years.
Okay.
So all the time we've known you, basically. That is the majority of the time.
Almost 6 years we've known each other.
That's what I'm saying, at least half.
Crazy.
Half or... Yeah.
When I became single, that's when I started raging and crushing puss.
Nice,
mostly,
man.
Just drinking.
Got it.
And that's when I started to lose myself.
Mm. Like Eminem.
Yeah, I lost myself in the music to my mom's spaghetti.
Yeah. That's been some bad spaghetti.
Yeah.
You threw it up.
Well, I'm glad you're on the right path. I'm so proud of you. I speak for Brandon and everyone in this room. We're just... Welcome.
Welcome. Thanks.
Good job, buddy.
Don't touch me.
All right.
Your hand hurts.
Does it really?
Is yeah,
it really
I feel, that like, you I feel like you have a heavy hand.
Put your hand on my shoulder.
Here's how I...
The song, right?
Hey, buddy. How you doing? You're like...
Yeah, man. Here. Good job, buddy.
Yeah, you have a heavy hand.
Jesus Christ.
I'm doing it on purpose, guys, so it makes a sound for the microphone.
Nolan asked you earlier, Brandon, if you were fast, and I pictured you sprinting, and it's not pretty in my head.
I probably sprint like Woody from Toy Story. You know how he does it? Yeah, like that, arms flailing, just like really long legs. Yeah, it's not a pretty sight. I remember I ran miles in high school, and it was...
You just ran for miles?
No, I ran... You didn't do that? You didn't run high school?
Cross country? Yeah.
Not cross country, just in gym. They would make me run a mile like just every week.
Like five, it was like five laps, right? Seven laps, something like
four
that.
Four laps around my field.
Four. Okay, got it.
And yeah,
spoken like a fat person right there.
Yeah. Okay,
how many laps in the mile? I'm fat.
The fattest person in the room.
Yeah,
said you're the fattest person in the room. Ooh, yeah,
probably.
Yeah, probably.
Mm. Okay. I don't know about that, man. It's pretty definite.
Yeah.
Hey. Can you do your Crystal Lee impression for us?
Sure. Hey. That's it. That's pretty much it. It's short.
It's short.
Hey, babies, you know? Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Hey.
I can't get my voice that low. It's too bad. I can, but not calmly. It has to be like, hey.
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 I got a question for both of you.
What?
I got a question. Did you guys see the trailer for the Joker? The new Joker movie?
I did not.
You didn't?
No, I have not seen it yet.
You see the last one?
Yeah, I think it's the first one that came out. Like, there was like,
it was like 4 months ago. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
What do you think, Rye? How do you think this is gonna be? I'm fucking really like curious how this
it
is gonna
looks
turn out.
Cool.
Yeah,
Mark Maron's in the trailer.
He is.
Yeah,
he upset a lot of people because he said that Marvel fans are like little grown up man babies that don't know how to like take criticism well.
And that's a lot of people though.
Yeah, it's a lot, but you know. A good way to make his point not be proven is to not freak out about what he said.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If you freak out, you're proving someone's point.
Yeah.
It's always good. If somebody says, this demographic is very loud and they complain a lot, the best way to avoid proving a point is to not do the thing that they
to not complain. Got it. Right.
That's pretty good.
She's like, Ryan, you're emotional. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
comment and examples.
Yeah.
I get it.
That's what the podcast was originally going to be called. Comment and examples.
Welcome back to Comment and Examples,
the most boring podcast on iTunes.
What was that deep voice you're doing right now, right? That's really. It sounds good. It sounds girthy.
Thank you.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you've been doing that a lot. What the fuck's up with that, huh?
It's just fun.
Yeah, I feel like that's actually a person you were 3 years ago. Maybe behind closed doors, since he was a different person than we thought he was.
Yeah, trying to get out again?
Nah.
I can't do that.
I heard the Bob Lazar documentary on Netflix, and the voiceover there is like,
Bob Lazar saw UFOs in Area 51.
I like that voice. That's cool.
I can do it a little bit louder.
No, I can't. This mic isn't picking me up. I guess I'm not alive. It is, but my voice just isn't working that well. I did a lot of vomiting last week.
Oh, you did?
My voice, yeah. My voice is still like not good.
Did you lose weight?
Yeah.
That's cool.
A little bit of water weight. I'm assuming I didn't weigh myself.
What's water weight?
Brandon?
I don't. What are you pointing at me for? I don't know. I'd assume it. Isn't all weight water? Because aren't you made up of water?
Yeah, all we're like 99% water.
Why'd you cock your head?
That's not true.
Like,
yeah, just kidding.
No, aren't we? We're like something percent water.
I don't know, dude. I don't fucking know.
But so, like, why is it called water weight? Shouldn't we just call it weight?
Weight? Fucking. I thought you talked about this recently in the podcast.
What, water weight?
Saying, like, people lose 10 pounds in a week, but it's not actually fat.
Well, yeah.
It's water weight.
Well, now it's just like making it bigger than what it would. But yeah, it's like scientifically, you can't lose a pound of fat in a week. You can only lose a pound of fat. Technically, your body can burn it in a month at the half. I don't even think it's a month. Because I think you can only like really burn 12 pounds of fat in a year.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, you a dietitian, huh?
No, I was really into this when I was younger.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was super into this. I know most of the calories to most foods. If you point out something, I can probably tell you how many calories are in it.
What's in
cock?
It?
Cock? Zero.
Zero.
Diet cock.
How about a Big Mac?
Big Mac has 570 calories, I think.
That's not true.
I'm pretty sure it is. Just sandwich alone? Look it up. It's like 550 to 600.
I got to see. I think it's over that. I think
it's... No, it's not.
Let's see.
It's a small sandwich. I remember I looked it up.
So calories in a Big Mac, right?
Yeah.
Huh. I'd be really impressed if you were within 100. All right. Calories in a Big Mac, 560 calories.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Anything
else? How about calories in a Whopper?
In a Whopper. You really threw me a curveball. I just had a Whopper last night. I should have checked the calories.
You had a Whopper last night?
I did.
Jeez.
First time for a while. When's the last time you guys had Burger King?
I haven't had Burger King in a while.
A while.
It's so underrated. It's the best. It's better than In-N-Out, the burgers.
Yeah. Really?
Maybe it's just because I haven't had one for like 3 years.
Yeah.
But
I'm with you, man. No. The fries are amazing too.
No. That made you speak up? Yeah. Dude, all right, I gotta hop in
it's
on
just
this.
Just a rare opinion, and I want to jump on.
Yeah. No, it is. The fries are bad, but the Whoppers.
Whoa, I disagree, man. I think the fries are amazing, bro.
Whoa!
Oh, shit.
Whoa! Brandon, have you had Whataburger before?
Whataburger?
Whataburger. What a burger. It's like it's like a Texas, it's New Mexico, Arizona type thing.
Never had it.
It's phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Try it. Yeah.
I had it.
It
was just like having a burger.
I think it's all those things. You know, it's like, oh, I grew up around it, so, you know,
I think In-N-Out is my favorite fast food burger, and I heard on Bert Kreischer's podcast just last night that... They marinate their burgers in mustard, and that's why it tastes different than other burgers. And Bert said that he put mustard all over one of his burgers and then grilled it, and it tastes just like an In-N-Out burger.
Wow. That's the sacred ingredient is mustard? What?
Maybe.
That's weird.
Look it up, Vincent. No, that'll take too long.
No, I'm not going to do
that. Well, I think it's the In-N-Out's great because of the price and because it's...
In-N-Out's great because of the price, the locations, and it's tasty. Wow, dude.
But yeah, no, Burger King's great. But yeah, no, I became obsessed with calories and different stuff about nutrition when I was younger.
Sweet.
During your eating disorder years.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Vincent has bulimia.
Yeah.
Vomit type, but are you still doing prepared meals every meal?
Prepared meals? No, I'm not. I'm cooking on my own.
Wow.
Thank you. Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, dude.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Turns out the meals I was eating had a lot. They were keto, so they had a lot of cheese.
Yeah.
And my skin was like breaking out a lot. Yeah. And so I stopped eating cheese. And like the keto diet that I had was just so much fucking cheese. And then once I stopped that, pimples gone, dude.
Nice.
All the acne shit is gone. Mm-hmm. I stopped eating dairy. Yeah. Turns out it was dairy. You know? Huh.
Mm. You know, sorry, but after I got sober, my tastes changed, and I don't crave dairy anymore. I don't crave dairy or candy.
But really? Dairy's in everything now. It's in bread, even.
Oh, I don't
eat most. In most breads that you eat, there's dairy in there. A little bit. Not a lot, but there's a little bit.
You talking just like calcium?
No, like dairy. Like there's a little bit of milk in most breads.
Yeah, and most breads.
If
sure.
you get like the special whatever the bread that you put in the freezer from Whole Foods, I don't even know how that works, but if you get that or gluten free, then you're pretty much fine.
Yeah.
But no, it's just hard to avoid milk. I tried that and I just gave up.
I mean, if you're not intolerant to it, you can eat it all you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I suppose. But if I eat a lot of cheese in a week, I will have bad acne.
You really?
Oh yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Yeah, I had no idea that was the cause of it, and then went to this amazing doctor, got me off dairy. It's great. It wasn't.
Do you pay him $5,000?
Nah, actually,
for that for that piece of advice.
No.
Because
you influence for it.
I influence.
Oh fuck yeah, dude! We got an influencer in the house.
Yeah. So pretty much, like, if I want something, like, I'll DM whatever. If let's say I want an electric scooter and shit, I'll DM that company. And I'll just be like, yo, I'll shout you out, and then they'll send me something. You know what I mean? Like, for real. Like, it's just that easy.
Yeah.
As an influencer.
Dude, your life sounds like a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie. But y'all can't come because tickets all sold out.
It's like, yo, I need something to clutter up my apartment that I won't use in 3 months. Send me something. Guess what, dude?
Send me something.
Yo, true story.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I'm moving out of my apartment. Oh, I'm definitely moving out of my apartment. But I might be moving soon into a shed.
Oh no!
That's a good move, dude. I saw you in a shed.
Yeah.
Okay, so you told me about this.
Yeah.
So what are you talking? What the fuck are you talking
Wait,
about?
What?
What?
What do you mean?
Define shed.
I'm gonna live in a shed. swear to God.
Like a shanty?
No.
You know what I mean?
But it's technically a shed.
Whose shed?
Who is?
Who's?
A whore's shed. A who is shed.
Whose shed?
Who is shed?
Whose shed?
Pardon the interruption, but this episode is also brought to you by Arm & Hammer Cat Litter 2019 Cloud Control. You know what I love? My cat. I love Ralph. I love the way she meows. It's very cute. I love how fat she is. I love how friendly she is. She loves people. But you know what I don't love? Cleaning up Ralph's litter box, which is why Arm & Hammer created new cloud control litter. There's no cloud or nasties when I scoop. It is 100% dust-free, free of heavy perfumes, and helps reduce airborne dander from scooping. So what happens in the litter box stays in the litter box. New cloud control cat litter by Arm & Hammer. More power to you. Now back to the show. my buddy Adam Handjob.
Handjob, yeah, I like Handjob.
Adam Hansen, a.k.a. Handjob.
Yeah.
His housemate owns the house that he lives in. And I went and looked at a bedroom just the other day. I thought it was $1,000 just for one bedroom in the house. And I was like, eh. Then she was like, oh, no, it's $1,300. I don't know why Handjob told you $1,000.
Wow.
So it was like $1,300 just for one bedroom. And I might have to keep Ralph, my cat. She has two cats. So I might have to keep Ralph just in the bedroom. So I was like, this sucks. And then I was just asking about storage. She was like, I have a makeup studio in my shed outside where I do makeup for all my clients. She's a makeup artist. I was like, but I'm moving all the makeup stuff into this office over here, and I'm not sure what I'm going to do with the shed. I might put a bed in it for like when my niece visits. And she was like, here, I'll show it to you. And I looked at it, and I was like,
So can you, okay, for
okay. What does it look like?
Everyone listening wants to know, what does it look like?
It looks like a little barn.
It's
got barn doors.
So it's like a garage. It's like as big as a garage, at least. It has to be.
I guess like a one-car garage. Like a tiny, tiny.
So if you were to compare it to this room right here.
Yeah.
Is it bigger than this room?
Yes.
Okay, and this room is tiny.
Yeah. But the key is it's got a loft where a bed would go.
Got it.
And she's installing, there's no window right now. So I was like, well, there's no window. It's got it's insulated, electricity,
okay.
AC.
Got it.
Window, loft for a bed. Here's the kicker. $550 a month, all utilities included. I have access to the whole house. It's on top of the hill in Studio City, views on both sides, trees, tons of patio space, outdoor shower, which I will use for sure. $550 a month. living for $550 a month. Free Wi-Fi, free cable in the house.
Free Wi-Fi? Yeah. A hearse, you mean?
Yeah, it's, okay. It's right outside the house. It's like a walkway. Like, her house is to the left, and you go over a little walkway garden area, and the shanty is...
Yeah, right shanty, there. Yeah. Okay.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's weird.
I need to see the shed first to make an opinion on it, because I still am picturing you walking out of a shed every morning.
So when you go to the shed, is it like... you said it's a barn yard. Is it like the doors? They slide open? Or is it like a little house?
They make that noise, too.
Sweet. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's not barn door as in like sliding back and forth. They open like this.
Okay.
But it is like barn... it's shaped like a barn, like flat top.
Is your front door locked with a little master lock with a combination on it?
Yes.
Yeah?
I'm going to try to adjust, nice. Change that.
Yeah. Because you need... some security, right?
I mean, that is secure, but so how do I get out?
That's true.
I'll tell, hand job, can you, I'm in for the night. Please lock me in.
Hand job, I've awoken. I wish to go to the store. Could you please let me out?
Please unlock the shed.
Well, it's good to see you're doing well.
Yeah, man. Good, man.
And the barn doors, I just picture out, just keep them open all day. Put a little screen there. Ralph, my cat, she can walk outside and enjoy the view.
Nice.
Maybe get murdered.
Yeah, by an owl or something with talons.
Yep. Coyote, possibly, too. Yeah.
Sure.
So Ralph's
pretty agile, though, right?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Very flexible.
Mm. Flexible?
Mm. Yeah.
Hmm.
I was doing a play on words with agile.
Oh, okay.
Because I thought, like, physically...
Mm-hmm. Well, I would love to go over sometime.
Yeah, I'd like to. So when you are leaving a bar with a lady, I'm assuming you're going to go to her place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
But yeah. I cannot. I hope it works out.
Because you can't
out.
Just stumble into, hey, you want to fuck in my shed?
I hope it works out, because then I can tell people that I live in a shed. And that's funny.
I would love that.
I think it's hilarious.
I mean, as long as it doesn't have spider webs,
yeah,
and like spider webs, and like I don't know, cockroaches and like rats,
right?
Then go for it.
It's all insulated. It's like real. It's like a real little house.
That's what I'm thinking. It's like a real. There's a roof maybe with like shingles on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see what you're saying. So it's built. It looks like a little tiny house.
The key is the loft. Like if I had to have a bed, like it's gonna have a bed on top. And then a couch below with my TV and shit.
Yeah.
$550 a month. That's as much as my car. A little bit more than my car.
I'm excited.
Your car payment's $550 a month?
It's $450 plus insurance.
Okay.
I just paid off my car recently.
What the fuck is yours?
$250.
You put a lot down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's why. Stupid.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Is it a stupid move? I don't know.
I'm just kidding. It doesn't really matter. Well, I mean, if you the lower the monthly payment, the longer it takes you to pay off, more interest, right?
Oh, so, Yeah.
It's fine.
That's all right. Say it costs so much money to live here, dude.
I paid off my car recently.
You did? Yeah.
Round of applause.
Oh, you're keeping it? That's too bad.
Yeah.
It's a bad car. It's too tight.
No, it's great. I have an asset. Yeah. I mean, it's appreciating in value, but it's all good. It's paid off.
Nice, dude.
Don't got to worry about paying car payment.
What?
It's just a half-assed crystal. Yeah. Don't got to worry about paying car payment.
I don't know what you're saying.
Hey, guys. It's very, very expensive to live here, huh?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Didn't realize it until recently. I was like, I tallied up how much I spend a month just to pay basic bare necessities.
How much do you spend a month?
$3,500.
It's not too bad.
Is it not? That sounds like a lot of money.
How much is your rent?
$1,700 for a one bedroom.
Yeah.
And then everything else?
Utilities?
They're not included.
Yeah. My rent just went up.
Oh, damn. Why do they do that? Why do they just do that? It's like, fuck you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, not good.
It's very similar prices to Boston. Like, when I moved here, I was like, it was actually cheaper than Boston, I think. When I moved here, I was like, all right, this is doable.
Yeah.
But New York is cray-cray.
Yeah.
And also, like, this shed.
I'm excited for this, though. This is a new journey for you.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird, which I'm looking forward to. And I'm going to have to live a minimalistic life, which I used to before I lost my mind.
Oh, nice.
Like, in Boston, I had a little apartment, and minimal stuff. In Jackson, Wyoming, I lived there. I slept on an air mattress for 6 months, and I was happy. I was the happiest I've ever been.
Nice.
Mm. The air mattress didn't have anything to do with that. I'm just saying, I lived a very simple life.
Mm. Nice.
Skied, worked, slept on an air mattress.
It's very sweet.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, would homeless be the dream?
Actually, funny you say that, because the homeless problem is getting out of hand here in L.A.
It's true.
And more and more showing up in my neighborhood. And now I'm going up onto the top of a hill. And ironically, I'll be living in a shed to get away from homeless people.
For sure. And there's like laws in California, right, with homeless. Like they can sleep and they can't be moved and things like that. You can't move their stuff or something like that. I can't remember.
If they're sleeping outside of like a Ralph's, I mean, they're allowed to.
I think that the police can't move their things. I shouldn't comment on it. I don't know too much about it. But I know there's like laws that's the reason why. There's a lot of homeless people. It's like there's laws that say that they can pretty much live on the street.
Oh,
according to celebrity Dr. Drew Pinsky.
Drew Lynch, yeah.
Dr. Drew Lynch. It's a mental health issue and not a housing issue at all. Because a lot of people think like it's a housing issue. Rent is too high. But it's because we can't put our mentally ill people anywhere because there's no funding to keep them in hospitals. So they just end up on the streets. Hmm. And that's why everyone's out living on the streets. And maybe there's more and more people losing their minds. I'm not sure. Mm. I know that the climate out here is a big reason why homeless people migrate to the West Coast.
Sure, if you're going to sleep on the street.
Yeah. Go on.
That's it.
That's all you got. Oh, okay.
If you're going to sleep on the street.
I suppose.
Yeah, that's it.
Huh, wow, the way you said it sounded like there's more.
No, it's just implied. If you're going to, versus living in New York, you know, move to California, you're going to sleep on the street.
Yeah, go on.
You can finish the thought.
It's better.
You can finish
the thought. Sunshine. You know what I mean? It's cool. It's warmer. Warmer at night. Yeah, yeah.
When in Rome.
I've seen, but I will say the homeless people, I saw a few pretty good looking homeless dudes recently. Yeah. Long, wavy hair, very fit.
Yeah.
And like fit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very tan. Mm-hmm. He might have not have been homeless. He might have just been like living in Silver Lake or something. I don't know. Like, I don't know if he was like living on the beach.
He might have just been walking around in LA.
He might have just been walking around. I don't know.
Probably drugs.
Yeah, man. Crack. I don't know. Yeah, crack. Crack's whack, kids.
Crack is whack.
It's crack is whack.
I'm excited for your shed, though. I want to come visit.
I really hope it works out. I just talked to the homeowner today, and she's concerned about my cat. She's a cat lover. She was like, I'm afraid she'll be too hot, but there's AC in there. And I told her, like, I'm going to be working from home all day and then out at night. So she was like, oh, okay, that's good. Oh, boring story. Woo!
Yeah. I think you should have stopped it at, I'm going to live in a shed, and just let us go, what? And not explain anything else. Because then we're like, fuck, I want to go check this out. Because now it just sounds like you're living in like a hotel room outside.
Yeah. That has So what does an outdoor shower mean?
It's like at the beach.
You don't know what an outdoor shower is?
No, I know what it is. If you say it's a shower and it's outdoors, but like I guess you're saying, is it it's private or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet.
And well, she hasn't installed it yet, but she said like I'm doing that ASAP. I love outdoor showers. Growing up in the Cape Cod area, whenever there was an outdoor shower to be had, good stuff. My parents used to have one at our house, but not when I was older. But it's awesome. And if you have a view, which I'm assuming she'll keep the top low enough to where you're showering and you look out into the mountains, dope as fuck!
Nice, dude.
Taking a shower and getting a breeze was good.
Nice. I want that life.
Yeah, man. You're living off the land.
That's right.
Yep.
The old me.
The old me living off the land. Yeah.
Hey, what up, girl?
You want to come into my shed?
So, my shit.
I'll be like, your place or mine? She'll be like, let's go to yours. I'm like, oh, okay.
I mean, it can work.
As long as it's pitch black and, you know, and you just go, oh, my keys. I'm fumbling with my keys to my door. And she'd be like, why aren't there any lights outside your front door? Be like, don't worry. And then you have to, she hears the metal.
No, she hears
scraping.
The combination lock. Yeah.
And the combination lock.
Hand job. I'm ready for bed.
I'm ready for beddy bye.
That's cool though, man. I'm happy for you. I think beans. We all are.
And there's a high-end grill as well, like big ass built into the ground grill.
Well, what else do you need, dude?
Yeah, dude.
Nothing, dude.
So
that's
excited
it.
For you.
All right. What else do we talk about?
I'm living in a spot.
Mm-hmm.
Got a one bedroom.
Sorry.
No outdoor shower, so you got me there.
And Man and Matthews is her landlord, which is weird. So
she's not necessarily
I guess
my landlord.
I guess you're kind of a failure.
No.
No. I guess she's kind of your boss.
What was that? Shed boy?
Oh, nice. Burn.
Shed boy?
But you're staying in Menon's old place.
Yeah, yeah.
She told me recently, she was like, I want to get rid of it.
Yeah, but
so Vincent's probably going to live there for like a month and a half.
But she also told me, because she talks to me. And
I see her all the time.
Oh, you do?
Mm.
She's my landlord. So I talk to her all the time. Actually, her dad is, I deal with her dad.
Weird dynamic.
I deal with her dad a lot. Her dad is great.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Anna, moving back to San Diego, your boy's going to stay in LA.
Hell yeah, bro.
So let's talk about the breakup. Mm-hmm. You guys are definitely going to break up.
Yo, chill. yo, we ain't breaking up, though.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
So we're gonna do long distance.
Oh, that'll work.
But like long distance as in San Diego, bro. It's like 2 hours, you know.
Totally. And there's never traffic.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing.
Hey. So how about we do this? How about so the guy who lives in a shed, who's single, is talking to the man who is in an apartment, who's in a relationship, about how he should live his life. Maybe you should look in the mirror, there, big guy.
I think your boy is winning here. I don't want a girlfriend.
You don't?
No.
Yeah.
I have no interest in even going on a date.
Yeah. No, I'm just trying to grind that out of shit. I'm trying to grind that out in LA. You hate that voice?
No, it's funny. Just like your lips.
Yeah, I've heard so many smacks.
Yeah, I'm trying to grind that out of shit. Like moving to LA has like changed my fucking life, though. Like,
yes, that's nice. So sick, dude.
It's good though. It's good. I get to do what I want to do, you know.
And before, so your unhealthy relationship. So now that you're long distance, now you get to do what you want to do.
No. Like we do our thing too. Like I'm gonna go shoot stuff with her in San Diego and come back here. Because here's the thing. Now that I'm here, I get to spread my creative seed. You feel me? Anyone who wants to water that seed and watch it grow, watch me prosper, they're gonna get to do that.
It's so gross. It's so fucking gross.
Just imagine if I talk like that the entire time. That's fun. That's a fun voice to do.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, your new influencer character, is that inspired directly from somebody you saw at VidCon? You said, he's changed!
No. That was inspired. I've always wanted to do that character. Always.
I'm saying that inspired by the real him, like you're kind of making fun of him. I'm not saying you're stealing.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
So for that character, do you spray something in your hair to make it like you do?
Yeah.
You can wash it out too?
Yeah, it's just I had to have influencer hair, which is like white hair with lavender in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fresh.
Huh. Yeah.
It's a good character.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, it's funny.
Thanks, dude.
You're finally getting funny.
Oh, cool.
Took you a long time.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thanks. That was a great awkward silence, dude.
Yeah, I know.
You're the driving force. You two are the driving force of this thing.
Yeah, I know. I thought I've always had the idea that we should just do a podcast where none of us talk. It's just 40 minutes
of just,
silence.
Of just
40 minutes of silence.
Yeah. That I wouldn't listen to that. That's really stupid. Cool. That's a very stupid idea.
I mean, to you, it's a dumb idea.
To most.
Yeah,
maybe not to people, I mean, like who lives in sheds, you know.
Yeah, maybe they just want something to put in their ears so that they can not listen to the raccoon outside.
Oh yeah, it's funny because speaking of, I don't know why this is my transition, but Brandon hung out with me at VidCon, spent the night, and we had a slumber party, and he insisted on playing rain sounds.
Yeah,
full blast.
Right. Oh, full blast.
Yeah, full blast.
Hmm.
He's like, hey, Vid, do you mind if I put the rain sounds on? And he's like, I was like, sure. Puts the phone down, just rain sounds, and I'm like, I get it, but it was just full blast.
Full blast.
When he was sleeping, I went and turn it off, like a parent does to a with a nightlight, you know.
Yeah.
So that was awesome.
Hey, so like you could have asked me, hey, could you turn that down? But you didn't do that.
Didn't.
So you didn't ask me. So you're kind of condescending me.
No,
right
I actually
didn't ask me.
I actually
you said I asked you. Hey, Vinny, is it okay if I play Rain? You, as the owner of the hotel that night, you could have been like,
I own a hotel.
You own that hotel.
I own
that
a hotel.
Night, the hotel room that night, you owned it. So you could have said, hey, you know what? I don't want you to play Rain because me and my girlfriend are trying to sleep and you're our guest and
hey,
you're not paying for
it. Here's what happened.
But you're kind enough to let me do that. But you, if you really didn't want to, and I love pointing at you, you didn't have to.
Here's what happened. It was loud. And then I asked you to turn and we turned it down. I remember that. But the point is there was that's not necessarily the sound that was bothering me. It was the fact that and nothing really bothered me. It was just he's like, oh, put some Rain sounds. It was adorable, really, is what it was.
Yeah, it's funny that it was full blast.
Right. That's funny.
I did that?
No, Brandon did that. Oh. He's like,
you look like Joe's dog.
Sad Bobby?
Sad Robert?
Sad Bobby. Yeah, how's Joe doing?
Joe
Vulpes.
He's okay.
Yeah?
I mean, I haven't talked to him.
Yeah, I've talked to him. Whenever me and Joe talk, it's always just like, hey, hi.
Hey, what's up, Brandon? Hey, Brandon.
It's like we never like really like talk. We always just like, and then we just, we say words to each other, but it's not like an actual talk.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Does he say amazing?
Amazing.
No, he's never said that to me.
Oh, well, maybe you're not amazing.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe I am amazing.
You are amazing.
And you're not.
Yeah.
No, but he always says that. Like he's like, so you moved out here? And then I go, I say something, he's like, amazing. And that's just his quick like response.
Why is that so weird that I listen to Rain sounds, huh?
It's not weird. I think it's funny that it was full blast.
Why should it not be full blast?
I mean, if you're trying to sleep, I listen to meditation music.
Oh, really?
When I sleep, but I keep it nice and quiet.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. No, I have no.
You don't have anything on?
No.
When you go to sleep, you just go to sleep?
Actually, no, I do. I have, I listen. I listen to talk radio. Yeah.
Podcasts?
Like I'm 50 years old.
Holy hell. You fall asleep to
the
Stern?
Radio.
Yeah. What?
Right.
What? What did you say?
That's all the time we have for.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
All right.
No, but it's. God damn. This is such an exercise for the listeners to just be like, hey, do they keep wanting me to keep listening?
Yeah.
But no. What was I saying?
Oh, listen to Stern.
You listen to Stern and do you listen to NPR?
No. Listen to conservative talk networks, you know? Alt-right talk.
Ooh.
Hey, retweet Ben Shapiro.
Hey.
Might want to stop.
Nothing wrong with Ben Shapiro. Something wrong with Ben Shapiro. First of all, it's not alt-right. I'm joking. But
do you listen to Ben Shapiro's podcast?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean,
nothing wrong with Ben Shapiro.
I don't have any problem with Ben Shapiro.
He can be a dangerous man.
No.
Nobody can. Has he hurt anybody physically?
No. But there are idiots out there who can take his words the wrong way and be like, I think he's being racist and I like it.
Well, then they're construing something.
Have you listened to Ben Shapiro?
Yeah.
What have you thought any of his words are racist?
No, because I'm not a fucking dumbass like you.
Easy, shed boy.
Shed boy. He's shed boy and water boy.
Oh, yeah. What your water weight?
Water weights.
Welcome back to shed boy and water weight. It's great. No, dude, Ben Shapiro's great, man.
Yeah, I don't find if there's a guy out there that's like, oh, he's endorsing racism, so now I'm gonna be racist. That fella's a dingus.
Yeah.
You know? Agreed. Yeah. I agree.
He's just looking for any reason to be racist.
You right.
So
this podcast has had no direction, but I wonder if it's been good. I think it's been good though.
I mean
I've been having fun.
I'm having fun. Like it's subpar at best, but it's you know. Subpar best? Yeah.
Subpar best?
Out of like a Rotten Tomatoes score?
43.
I was going to say 52.
Okay, we're on the same.
Yeah, same spectrum.
Yeah.
Why don't you bring up another, why don't you say another food that I could guess the calories to? That was really entertaining, wasn't it?
Nah.
Actually, do you know, they list it though. I was going to say Chipotle burrito, chicken burrito.
Chicken burrito from Chipotle would be...
Would be.
Well, it depends what's on it. Because there's different factors. There's guac, there's cheese.
Sour cream.
Sour cream. Is it a plain one with only rice, beans, and chicken? Because if it is, no, I'm going to guess 570. A lot of food, a lot of meals, like burritos or burgers or whatever, they're usually like around 500 calories.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Usually.
This is great. Yeah. This is good stuff. No, what are we talking about? We were talking about something else before.
You should do a lot of editing on this one.
Yeah.
To make it like really not what it is. Like make it really super clean. Right now what I'm saying should not be in it. Because I know that you, because like I know that I've said this before and you leave it in.
Yeah.
So you should not, don't stop doing that.
Hey, Brandon, have you ever edited a podcast before?
No, I haven't. I can do that.
Okay.
I can edit it.
All right.
If that's.
Hey, Ryan, Brandon's going to edit this one.
Oh, cool. All right, sweet.
I didn't say this one. I said I can edit it. Like, I can edit a podcast.
Can you record the intro at your place, too? And make sure you do the right ad reads and email audio boom, our agent, and make sure that's all handled. I do all the work.
So is Brandon.
But I've been getting paid. But
So Brandon hasn't been getting paid?
I haven't gotten paid a cent for 3 years.
Oh.
2 years, and you told me I could have the money.
Yeah.
Because you know I'm in debt. Why do you think I'm moving into a fucking shed?
Hey, man, look. Here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
He's gonna lay it down.
Here's the deal. Sticks and stones may break my bones.
Dave Chappelle, but did you see it? Sticks and stones?
Yes, I did. It was great.
It was really, really good.
Love that shit. Talked about cancel culture.
It was really good. But sticks and stones may break my bones, but give me $2,000 now, right now.
No, I can't.
Okay, well.
Yeah, I'm hurting for money too, dude.
For real?
Oh, yeah.
No, you're not.
You should ask your landlord for a break.
No, I'm good on rent. Money's tight now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of me too.
Yep.
Really tight.
Is it really? For
yeah.
you?
Oh, yeah.
For you?
Yeah.
Really?
You told me about 2 months ago you got a deal for $40,000.
That is 40.
So all this is being edited out, I'm assuming.
I mean,
all this jargon.
Depends on what he says. He's about to say he made it up.
No, I don't think 40. Did I say 40?
I think he did.
20.
That's nice.
20. I don't think I said 40.
And it's 40. Gone?
No. That hasn't come in yet. Just FYI.
Oh, but then, so what do you mean you're tight on money? Because basically every dollar you spend, it's like, oh, well, there's another 20,000.
That is coming in, but that's going right back out.
Why is it going right back out?
Taxes and child support.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
I wanted to ask you about your daughter and whether that, what it's like to be a...
Careful. Mm-hmm. What's that?
No, just, we don't have enough time, but, I want to know about your emotions about your daughter living in a different state.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I was thinking maybe we shouldn't talk about it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Oof.
Oh.
Oof. Oof.
Say something racist again, dude.
Oh.
I'll talk about calories. And coffee. Coffee, Starbucks, probably like 150 calories.
We're back.
Nah, man.
No, I got into some trouble. Yeah, let's just say legally, I got to be careful with child support and making sure things are paid and things like that. Because I'm going to court right now to try and work on some stuff.
Oh fuck!
Yeah, all
right.
Like you paid a wrong payment?
No. That's it. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go to jail. There's like that's like a possibility.
This just became a great episode.
Jesus.
Yeah, I just don't want to go to jail. Yeah.
What's happening with
how about off the record? How about we talk off the record?
I have to leave like right now.
Yeah. I want to talk about this.
I'm not going to jail.
Okay.
But there's like, you know, there's like lawyers and stuff and
yeah.
It's complicated. I shouldn't talk about this.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Oh, yeah.
We shouldn't talk about it. Yeah.
I think the past 15 minutes is just not going anywhere.
15?
Yeah, about 10 minutes.
No,
just not going
like
anywhere.
Literally under 3 minutes is when I brought up the daughter thing.
Yeah.
Even before that, do you think? I feel like before that,
just throw this whole thing away?
No.
No. Go.
That's not what I mean. Hey, let's do this.
Don't touch me.
Edit right here. Well, that's about all the time we have for I'm Sorry, Dad.
Yep. thank you, Vincent. And I want to say fuck you for wearing those pants.
Cool. Thanks, too tight. Todd. Appreciate it.
And I want to say fuck Anna, your girlfriend, for letting you buy those.
Cool, cool. She doesn't make
it. Where were you, Anna? It's your job to make sure your boyfriend doesn't look like a fucking idiot.
Jesus.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be here on the I'm Sorry Dad podcast.
I'm sorry, man.
At the Unfunny Network. You know what I mean?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks for doing it.
Yeah.
Preach.
No, yeah, no worries.
You guys going to hang out after?
Yeah, probably, since you got to leave to go to downtown or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to a bar, if you guys want to go.
You going to a bar?
Stare at girls. I'm doing a show at a bar.
Stare at girls?
What?
You threw that in there. I'm going to a bar, stare at girls, doing a show. Wait,
yeah. You guys can go. I'm going downtown to a fun, what I assume is probably a fun bar. And maybe the stand-up is in a separate room, so you don't actually have to watch it.
Ooh.
Okay, maybe. Sweet. That's nice. That's always good.
Yeah. I would never go to stand-up shows, especially at a bar. Mm. But, hey, I'm an asshole, and I live in a shed.
That's true.
But I do, I gotta go.
Okay. All right, well.
Oh, damn. Yeah, you do gotta go.
All right, well, that's the end of this episode.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve Marshalek, Ross Miller, Nicholas Caprio. Thanks for donating $25 a month, if you still are. I haven't checked Patreon in months. I've been focused on my sobriety. It's been quite a journey, and I have to focus on that.
Love that, dude.
That's awesome, man.
That's it. Thanks, Vincent.
All right. Thanks, Vinny.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, do you want to go get a burger?
Nope.
All right.
Go to the bar.